Hello, welcome to tonight's Tech and News, issue 152. Today is Thursday, April 8th. Good morning, everyone. We hope you're having a fantastic week so far. Happy Thursday. Playing hide-and-seek with your devices just got easier. In a press release yesterday, Apple announced that it would be expanding its Find My program to include third-party Bluetooth devices. This means that developers will be able to implement this feature directly into their products, and users will be able to find those devices right alongside their Apple devices in the Find My app. The first accessories to be part of the program will be from Belkin, Chipolo, and VanMoof, with more becoming available soon. Biden backs down on taxes. According to a report issued by the Treasury Department yesterday, Biden's new proposed 15% minimum tax on profitable corporations will ultimately affect a significantly lower amount of companies than the version that he proposed during his campaign. Specifically, this new version will only affect 45 companies. In addition, Biden also confirmed yesterday that the new tax plan will not raise taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. The coveted green jacket. Today marks the start of a tradition like no other, the Masters. The 2021 version, which kicks off today, is occurring less than 5 months after the fall edition in 2020, marking the shortest time frame between the editions in the history of the event. This also means that the azaleas will be in full bloom during the event for the first time in 2 years. Currently, the betting favorite is Dustin Johnson at 9-1. 5G that won't cost you 5Gs. T-Mobile finally announced its much-anticipated 5G home internet service yesterday. The new ISP will cover more than 30 million homes initially, 10 million of which are rural. In addition, the service will cost $65 a month, $60 if autopay is turned on, have no data caps, no hardware rental fees, no annual contract, average speeds of 50 megabits per second, and be easy enough for consumers to install themselves. A miracle through and through. A dog was trained on an ice floe in the Detroit River between the US and Canada for over 4 days before finally being seen by wildlife photographers who raised the alarm. Then, Jude Mead and his son from Windsor, Ontario, managed to rescue the dog and then ultimately adopt him several days later, aptly naming him Miracle. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, the 90 Second News team.